What are we gonna talk about?
You guys know a YouTube
Liz,
channel.
Come up with it. Come on. You come up with the topic. Do it.
Hey, do it. Shut up.
Girl, I'm stupid. Don't ask me questions.
I'm literally trying to talk.
Are you percolating about anime? Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're fine. I was gonna say. You guys know what a YouTube channel I've been watching a lot recently.
Ew.
Extinct Zoo.
Oh, what's that?
Dinosaurs and creatures.
Cryptids.
I like dinosaurs.
Early humans.
My autism
stuff.
Is peaking.
Yes, I engage.
I wish we had a list of cryptids we could go down and talk about all of them in order.
That's true.
If someone had a telephone, they could look it up.
I mean, I just can spit them out for you.
My favorite cryptid.
We could talk about dinosaurs.
And
cryptids. Dinosaurs.
This can be the autism episode.
Yes.
Autism moment.
Hello. Actually.
Widowly.
Actually, that's not a dinosaur. That's a reptile.
That's just a chicken.
Stereotyping.
Now it's a chicken.
About, I'm making fun of myself.
Are you stereotyping cryptids? Or are they? Are they one of the same?
Bree's getting canceled.
Hey, let's do an episode on cryptids. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Ready?
Cryptids.
Yes. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you prepared to do this? Are you ready for this jelly?
Jelly? Did you just get called jelly? What is happening? Good morning.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the... What's this podcast called again?
Village Idiots.
Help me!
Village Idiots podcast. Yeah. Why do we call it that? I forget.
So there's a Z in it, and that's for our... beloved host who is dearly departed, Zoe.
Dearly departed.
No longer with us.
Where did she go?
Hell.
She died.
South of Dayton, north of hell.
Yep,
she went to hell.
That's on a shirt.
AKA Huber Heights.
I think she's working.
She is working.
She's getting bank or something. What's she getting?
That money.
That bag?
Bag. She's getting bag.
She's procuring that bag.
She's getting bag. That means she's out earning a living.
Bagged and tagged. Not that.
That sounds like...
I don't think that's right.
That sounds like when she went to the mall and got free Cinnabons.
Cinnabon that was not
from
drugged.
A secret admirer like who watched her from
afar. Roofie admirer.
Roofied Cinnabons.
So what are we talking about today?
Cryptids, maybe?
What?
Sorry,
we're talking about cryptids.
Cryptids and
Bree
tales of old.
Bree is excited to talk about cryptids. What's a cryptid?
Bigfoot.
Supposed animal that people say that they've seen but isn't actually documented as existing.
Cryptozoology.
Yeah, like Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, the Fresno Night Crawlers, which are my favorite. They're basically just little pants that walk around.
I don't like them pants.
The pale green pants with no one inside them.
Yes.
By Dr. Seuss.
Yes, that too. That's where they originated. They jumped off the paper.
Okay, let's talk about that one first. Is that the video I've seen on the YouTube where it's just like two legs and it's walking along and it is the creepiest thing I think I've ever seen.
He looks friendly.
They're like,
You're lying.
They're
not
shaped.
He looks
it steals your legs.
So it looks like just like a pair of legs with no body and it's like
What does he do?
What is this called? When did this happen?
Fresno, California.
Fresno,
California.
Fresno.
Fresno, California.
Nightcrawler.
Fresno Nightwalker.
It's Nightcrawler, actually, technically.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know if it was a security footage
or walker.
Something.
I guess it's either.
Okay, but and if you're watching like this on YouTube, we'll put in a little video of that Nightcrawler here. We're not going to do that.
Because like, we don't
have video.
I mean you, because I am.
Okay, we'll put in an audio clip of it here. Here we go.
An audio clip of pants walking?
Like...
It's just going to be you shuffling around.
Yeah. Oh, here it is. I pulled up the video. Here we go.
No, I itch. That makes me itch. No.
So why did that become like a thing? Because it's super like creepy and popular, and then I've never seen anything like it again.
There are videos that captured supposedly.
Yeah, like trail cams.
I have an origin pulled up.
It's a pants walker.
Oh, you got an origin pulled up?
Yeah.
Yes, please, Liz. Let's go to the videotape. Go.
This is what Google says, the origin. The story began in 2007 when a man named Jose shared surveillance footage of his front lawn with a Univision television station showing what appeared to be a pair of pants walking across the lawn.
It's so creepy.
The Nightcrawler is described as a pale, ghostly pair of pants or an extremely thin white humanoid with no arms
like
and
you
two
do.
Long legs.
It's me.
Which, you know, equals pants. Sightings. Besides the initial footage, another video from 2011 captured two white figures with long legs walking across Yosemite Lakes Park, further fueling speculation about the cryptid.
That's the one that it has like the little baby one walking
beside. No.
A little
no.
tiny, little tall one. There's a little one that's like struggling to keep up.
No, that's
veto.
No.
Sorry,
pass.
And I loved it.
I would send my 80-pound pit bull after that.
They're friend-shaped, yeah, I think.
Are they friendly looking?
Cute.
You
they're
think
like,
they're cute?
I'm looking at the picture of the big
yeah,
tall
at,
one with
right?
the with
oh,
his,
yeah. Oh
yeah. You see
his
the video
baby.
Too, it's the silliest thing ever and I love it.
And it's, those are now that's a cryptid because there's never been like an actual like recorded.
Yeah. So it's either thing. A hoax or it's something we just don't.
Can we talk about the Ohio one?
Oh, well, the Loveland
one.
Frog.
Wait,
that's
what's the
one.
So one there, wait, there's one in Ohio?
There's yeah. a couple, but there's Loveland, the Loveland frog.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
so Loveland tell
frog.
Me about that. I've never heard of this. What's a Loveland frog?
I need to look it up because I don't remember.
And what about, remind me to talk about the Mothman too, because
yeah.
that's a
I've
huge
been to
one.
That town.
Ohio
have you guys
folklore.
Okay, but let's do the Loveland frog. Who's got that up on their phone?
In Ohio folklore, the Loveland frog, also known as the Loveland frogman or Loveland lizard, is a legendary humanoid frog described as standing roughly 4 feet, 1.2 meters tall, allegedly spotted in Loveland, Ohio. In 1972, the Loveland frog legend gained renewed attention when a Loveland police officer reported to a colleague that he had seen an animal consistent with descriptions of the frog man. I saw this frog, but it was like a man, but it wasn't a man because it was like a frog.
If we ever do a news podcast, Liz is going to be the person we cut to. Okay, let's hear the official word on the frogman. Go.
After a reported sighting in 2016, the second officer called a news station to report that he had shot and killed the same creature some weeks after the 1972 incident.
All right, when are we going to get that officer?
He identified it as a large iguana that was missing its tail.
A large, hold on.
4 foot iguana? That's not possible.
And I know iguanas.
Now you're making me cough, Brie.
I don't think they live in Ohio.
We had
an
iguana in the elementary school and a giant tortoise.
Yes. So, yeah, we had our science teacher. He just let them walk around the class.
That was before my homeschooling days. Fun fact.
Okay, I may have been on Instagram yesterday, and one of the things I was looking at is they have those reels, and one of them was this guy that tells all these like dumb short stories and he animates them. They're live.
I know who
realistic
you're talking
stuff.
About. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he said that there was this one thing where a guy was going around and picking up all these iguanas.
What?
Off the road because they were all dead.
Oh.
Because there had been a frost.
Oh,
wait. They, are so they he, dead emotional or they roller coaster?
So because, he collects them right. and puts them in his car, right? Because they're all dead. And then he gets in the car and he drives and he's driving down the road and they're not dead. They all wake up because now they're because now it's warm and
let's
they
get him, boys.
And they attack.
Good.
And he wrecked his car.
Good.
Oh my God.
So that's
revenge.
A valuable lesson about iguanas right there. Don't
bugs will do that too.
Let them sleep on the road if they so please.
I guess when they get cold they like
hibernate. They shut down. Their body kind of shuts down so that it preserves the energy to stay alive, I guess.
I need that.
So more, what, Loveland frog, is that everything?
This says, University of Cincinnati folklore professor Edgar Slotkin compared the Loveland frog to Paul Bunyan, saying that the stories about it have been passed down for several decades and that sighting reports seem to have come in predictable cycles.
Hmm. And what was the other Ohio one you were talking about, Abby?
Oh, there's also Mothman.
But that's
Mothman's
technically
that's
well,
West Virginia. But
West Virginia.
It's literally
it's like
5 minutes off.
Well, tell me about what Mothman, because I saw all the movies. Richard Gere was in it, and it's the, and so
yeah,
like he know. Like he was warning about the bridge that was going to collapse.
Hope's got it. It.
Yeah. Hope.
Hi.
Scary.
Let's go to our correspondent on the road right now. Correspondent on the road, and we're going to Liz. Liz isn't available right now. We're going to Hope. Hope's going to give us a report on the Mothman. Go.
I killed her. Mothman in West Virginia folklore is a humanoid creature reportedly seen in the Point Pleasant area from November 15, 1966 to December 15, 1967. Despite its name, the original sightings of the creature described avian features. The first newspaper report was published in the Point Pleasant Register, dated November 16th, 1966, titled Couple Sees Man-Sized Bird Creature Something.
Bird-sized something. Man.
Bird-sized man.
The National Press soon picked up the reports and helped spread the story across the United States. The source of the legend is believed to have originated out of sightings of out-of-migration sandhill cranes or herons.
I don't buy it.
That's a big heron.
That's a big man-shaped heron.
Heroin,
there's a big heron, my soup.
Scraggly, skinny guys. And Mothman's like,
he's built.
He's chunk.
He's cheeked up.
He's like,
he's got cheeks.
He's got hella ass.
You see that?
He's getting that bag.
I touched the statue. I know, I touched him.
So there's a statue of the Mothman at Point Pleasant,
like near museum.
Is there a museum?
I've been to the museum too. Yeah.
is it near the bridge?
Look at his abs.
Yeah, he's built. They have a festival too. He got the bag.
And I'm not afraid to say that.
Cookies that really?
Like yeah, it's yeah. Fun. There's like an ice cream shop that's called like What's the Scoop, and it has a Mothman-sized ice cream.
So like, it's like a whole industry now there.
Yeah,
it's like
the tourist. The cookies were shaped like Mothman.
Yeah,
yeah.
Were they thick?
I haven't had them personally. I just saw them. They're like green with red M&M's. Yeah.
Do they have abs? Do the cookies have abs?
No, sadly not.
Why not?
He's built.
Want them now.
Yeah. Road trip.
Like, he's thick.
I don't want a cookie if it's not shredded.
You can like climb into his arms.
Yeah, you can. Finally.
I climb into
finally, someone who
arms.
Gets me. It's a bird-shaped man. Man-shaped bird.
Oh.
Okay, well, let's talk about the big elephant in the room, and that's the old Bigfoot. So Bigfoot's a cryptid, right?
Yeah. Big go for it.
Bigfoot's a cryptid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Famous. Mm-hmm. Why are there sightings of Bigfoot all over the country? Isn't that something you would think would be, if it were a real thing, it would be located in like Northern California is where it's mostly spotted, but they see them all over.
Are there
a lot of drunk people?
It's always big forested areas, but
caves, final answer. They come out of the caves.
A legendary creature.
They probably have a whole civilization underground.
Yes.
The Bigfoot
ancient knowledge.
It's
all knowledge. Yeah.
And they're all in the caves and they come out at night.
That's why they have different points.
That's why the earth is hollow.
And who is the Fresno guy? He's like just walking Fresno, around like checking on things.
He's the guard. He lets them know when people are nearby and he runs with his little legs and says, danger.
Well, he can't say anything. He doesn't have a face.
He shuffles quickly in Morse code.
He like jumps up and down and
me when
code,
I shuffle.
And
he's like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
And then the Bigfoot goes, oh, come on, again? And then the Mothman just shakes his head. So the bridge did collapse, and then they built another bridge later.
It was apparently like a premonition to...
A bad omen, if you will.
Like did a bunch of people die?
I think so.
That's scary.
They also saw him at like a movie set or something? I thought so.
That's Tom Cruise. That's something.
The Scientologist.
The same height. They're the 4'10". It's the same height. They're the same height.
Mothman, or he might be the Loveland Frogman.
The Frogman.
That's more accurate.
Well, that's actually a good point. You never see them together.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't prove anybody wrong.
Bigfoot's cool. I like Bigfoot, and I like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes.
Do you think he's a plesiosaur?
I think it's a freaking piece of wood.
I think Bigfoot's Gigantopithecus.
Hello.
Real.
Giganticus.
Real.
What are you, Zoe, casting some kind of Latin spell to make a demon appear?
Nope, it turned us into a monkey.
It's a huge prehistoric primate.
Gigantopithecus?
Gigantopithecus black eye, the largest primate to ever exist, roamed the forests of southern China during the Pleistocene epoch.
Yeah, he did.
That's the one.
He's getting bag. I'm just gonna keep using that.
Yes,
it's
he's
hilarious.
Getting bag.
He's getting
Are you
bag.
Getting bag?
Are you getting bag right
in the
now,
Pleistocene?
Diva? Do you live for the doll?
I am if I'm a Gigantopithecus.
Bigfoot, like he should be getting some sort of cut.
Or at least the merch. He should be getting merch.
Yeah.
Because all those Bigfoot shirts that are sold, he didn't get a penny of that.
That you know what that is what's
that's
so,
sad.
That's
he should get a
so
lawyer
up about it.
He should get a lawyer.
How do you feel about chupacabras?
I love chupacabras.
The ghost sucker?
Tell us about chupacabra.
I've got like a weird story also to go with it. Okay, so I don't know how I
Wait, let me guess. Can I guess the story?
Yes.
You and a chupacabra went to check out like an old car somewhere. And you
calling my boyfriend a chupacabra.
And you got into a creepy part of Dayton and you're like, nope. And then the chupacabra's like,
The chupacabra got on Facebook Marketplace and then tried to sell.
Yeah,
you
we
a
got
car.
Chuped.
I never buy anything on there because of that. Because I'm always worried I'm going to run into.
It's prime real estate for cryptids.
Real yeah. Dayton is.
I don't want the frogman's boudoir.
Oh, I do. We were going to bring him to the studio.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Take pictures.
Yeah, boudoir photos with Bigfoot.
Yeah.
That's going on the shirt right there.
I'd do it. Oh, so yeah, crazy story, sorry, that I was like, what was I talking about? Anyways.
Buying a car with chupacabra.
Same thing, I guess, not really. I was sitting out at the edge of my friend in Missouri, shout out Missouri.
Is this in Joplin?
It was in Jefferson City, the capital.
The capital of Missouri is Jefferson City. Yes, yeah. I know that.
Yeah, I was like on the way outskirts in the boonies, and her driveway was like a mile and a half long, like through the woods.
Chupacabra.
Right. And we were sitting on the like edge of it, like right where the road meets, just because, I don't know, we were being delinquents, I guess, at the time. And we heard like this weird howling noise, and we were like, maybe we shouldn't just be sitting out here, you know, twiddling our toesies and waiting for the choop to get us something, or whatever it was, allegedly.
Waiting to be abducted.
Yes.
Or trafficked.
Sorry. That too.
Everybody gangsta till the you skin starts walking.
That too. But the sound of the howling kind of scared me. So I tossed my phone and I shattered my phone.
Mm.
Shout out me, I guess.
Why did you toss your phone?
It like literally was like really like close by. So I out of reaction, I was like talking on my phone to my friend Fox. Mm-hmm. And I out of like. Just
what
I don't
the
even know.
To cause a distraction for whatever.
Pretty much. Well, no.
Do you throw your phone at
no,
where the sound came
from? No, it just
like
twitched out of my hand because I'm incapable.
You're like Mothman.
No, Mothman, only because
give me your number. Take my phone.
Oh boy.
He is ripped.
No thanks. Mm-hmm. Pass on that. I
text me. Text
more
me.
For me.
He's all yours, man. So I
if you need a bridge collapsed, he's your man.
Yeah. I get my phone and I forgot my shoes, so I'm hobbling back.
With no phone and no shoes.
Yeah.
And you hear a howling.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and we had this little dog with us. He was like it was a really weird mix. I think he was like either a Rottweiler or a Doberman mixed with a freaking Pomeranian. Because they told me, I was like, that's crazy. He
that
was weird,
like
little. His name was Oreo. And as we're walking back, like we see this thing coming out of the bush, like right there.
No.
And it looked like it had mange. Kind of.
No.
And like I freak out and I start like hobbling quicker and Oreo goes straight for it.
Oh god.
And you just hear like horrible, like gutturally awful noises.
Poor Oreo.
It was horrible. They're
was
like
he
straight
made a
up
snack
fighting.
Out of?
No, he was okay.
Oh.
But like I didn't know that and we're running back to the house, still seemed like forever away. We get in, slam the door, and we tell my friend's dad and he looks at us and's like, oh yeah, there's weird stuff in those woods. That's fine. And then like 2 days later, I get a call.
Wait. Oreo's on his own?
Oreo's okay. I mean, he just
showed
me.
You left him?
Oh, I'm not going after whatever
you
that was.
You left the dog to fend for itself.
Not my dog.
Did he kill the chupacabra?
No, because two
did
days later, I got well, a I got
how
a
do you
call.
Know? Did the chupacabra come back after Oreo slayed it?
So you he did come back.
Irresponsibly left the chupacabra alive. To attack other innocent Oreos.
And other dogs.
I wish that I had anything to help out with. But yeah, my friend calls me 2 days later and is like, I found my cat.
Oh, God.
And my cat's eyes are black and the blood was drained out of it. Straight up. Like, actually genuinely said, yo, 100%, yeah.
Cat sucker.
Which is crazy because I've never like ever, you know, really believed in the chupacabra. But that was weird. She like called me sobbing. I'm like, that's... And I'm never going to your house again.
Well,
so.
you hear about like chupacabra out west, and you hear about all the stories of like the like cows that have been like killed and they drained of all their blood, and there's no blood around.
Yeah.
So where's the blood go?
I don't. I mean, they drank it
to the chupacabra.
Chupacabra.
The tube tube.
But that was weird. If nothing else, that was a weird. And the fact that like her dad like straight up was like, "No, yeah, that's There's definitely stuff in the woods, like straight up.
That
like,
just happens sometimes.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'm glad you're cool that
steer
we almost
clear
just got
of the creature.
Is right. That, is that the cat that was reanimated later?
Nope.
Okay, good. Well,
in the pet cemetery. I love pet cemetery.
Sometimes dead is better.
I get to see Ice Nine Kills soon, and they have the best Pet Cemetery song.
Ooh, Ice Nine Kills.
Yes.
Sorry.
That new Pet Cemetery movie was good. I thought it was. I wasn't excited.
Is there a newer one?
The newer one. It was what, 5 years ago? 5 years ago?
I like that movie.
Yeah, that was good.
I have it. I have too many movies.
What's another cryptid people would know about who are listening to our podcast right now called The Village Idiots?
There's those we don't speak of. Oh, well, that rake works.
Oh, the.
What's a rake?
Is it the W word?
The W word.
Okay.
Can
I just call it Wendigoon?
Wendigoon.
It's just Wendigoon.
You can't say the name of it.
Who's a popular YouTuber? Wendigoon.
Don't say it. I love Wendigoon.
Shout out Wendigoon.
If you say it three times, it like comes to
not
you.
Like not like Creepcast.
Creepcast.
So tell me about the Wendigoon.
There we go.
You don't whistle.
Oh, is it me?
He's a handsome fella on YouTube, and he wears a Hawaiian shirt.
God,
he
makes
beautiful.
Iceberg videos.
Hold on, I love Wendigoon.
How do you feel, Abby?
I watch him to go to sleep at night.
You is this a YouTube channel?
We're pulling your leg, I fear.
Sexy cryptids or what is this?
Or just man.
Kind of. Something like
that. Oh, is he a hot
that.
Guy? It's a hot guy.
Yeah, but he talks about cryptids, so.
He's a cutie
he does,
pie.
Slowly and quietly.
Kind of.
Nice.
He's built like a lumberjack.
So the name we can't say is another cryptid that you can't say. Yeah. What is that?
Okay, so the Wendigoon.
It rhymes with Schmendigo.
Schmendigo. The Schmendigo is a mythological creature, evil spirit, originating from the Algonquian folklore. The concept of the Schmendigo has been widely used in literature and other works of art, such as social commentary and horror fiction. The Schmendigo is often said to be a malevolent spirit, sometimes depicted as a creature with human-like characteristics, which possesses human beings. It's said to cause its victims a feeling of insatiable hunger, the desire to eat other humans, and propensity to commit murder. In some representations, the Schwendigo is described as a giant humanoid with a heart of ice whose approach is signaled by a foul stench or sudden unseasonable chill.
I get that.
Yeah.
No one tell him.
In modern psychiatry, the disorder known as Schwendigo psychosis is characterized by symptoms such as an intense craving for human flesh and fear of becoming a cannibal. Schwendigo psychosis is described as culture-bound syndrome in some First Nations communities. Symptoms such as insatiable greed and destruction of the environment are also thought to be symptoms of Schwendigo psychosis.
Big pass on that.
Sometimes when you can smell them coming,
mm-hmm.
the other way you can detect a Schwendigo mm-hmm. is they come up on your AirDrop,
Google Maps.
On your AirDrop as another AirDrop thing, and
I
feel like if you can AirDrop to them, then you know that they're close.
Don't AirDrop the Schwendigo your location.
No. Okay, so back on cryptids.
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu is not a cryptid. No. Dracula's not a cryptid. Frankenstein's not a cryptid. What's another cryptid people would know?
I mean, werewolves technically.
Kind of vampires?
We're back on werewolf. That's we're back on Twilight.
Kind of. There's like, I mean, there's a bunch of like.
Do they hide shorts like in the forest? How do they always have clothes? They always have clothes when they turn back into humans. Yeah. Where are their shorts?
Anywhere.
In the forest.
Oh, yeah. Thunderbirds are cool too.
Oh, yeah. That's a cryptid. Definitely a cryptid.
That's a Native
What's
American.
Yeah.
What did you just call me?
Mahumbug?
It's a Mahumbo
number 5.
Mambo. Yes. Oh, that's a good song.
It's a cryptid.
A little bit of Bigfoot in my
A little, a little bit of
Mothman on my side.
Yeah, there you
a
go.
A little what? Bit of little pants is, guy.
There's
little
one called
what I need.
Little pants guy.
A little leggy boy.
The hairy eel.
Yeah.
That's my boyfriend.
The hairy eel.
His name is Harry for
Canadian cryptid. The hairy
that tracks.
Eel.
There was a bat squatch I just saw.
That
bat
happens
squatch.
To the best
Skunk
of us.
Ape.
I feel like.
Wasn't he a bad guy on the old Batman TV
show?
He was
a Flatwoods monster.
Yeah.
Flatwoods monster.
Oh, we know about there's Goatman.
Chupacabra
and his bridge.
What's Goatman's deal?
Goatman be chilling, I guess. He's got a bridge.
And he
bridge
and he gets cranky.
Who'd he vote for? Me.
Chupacabra.
He wants me to get rid of all truck drivers.
Troll.
Period.
He understands with
I
his bridge.
I can't think of any other cryptids.
La Llorona.
Yeah.
La Llorona.
Now you're just making
the weeping
up.
Woman.
Now you're just making up words.
She lost her family, right?
Chorona?
I think so. Yeah,
her children.
Who, La Llorona?
Mm-hmm. She was married to a rich man, and he, like, cast her aside and, like, scorned her, and she was so
started dating
that she drowned her children, but upon realizing what she'd done, she became, like, a woeful spirit.
Basically like a banshee kind of thing.
Yeah.
She was thrown over for Dakota Johnson.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Exactly.
Precise. What is the Flatwoods Monster? I see that one. I know.
I don't know. Yeah, let me do my research, man.
I like the pants guy. That's my favorite.
He's my favorite so far. He's grown on me.
I like the pants guy.
Why did it look like that? It looks like a nun.
And then the Yeti. What about the Yeti? Nuns. That's just like that's the Bigfoot in the winter. That's the North Bigfoot.
Yeah. The Eskimo.
Oh, the Flatwoods Monster.
Bigfoot is Sasquatch. Those are the same. And then the Yeti is like the cold version of that, right?
Yeah, he's just Bigfoot with a coat on.
He's Bigfoot with a coat on. I like that. Yeah,
he's cold.
He's chilly.
If you're cold, he's cold. Bring him inside. His heat went out.
Let him in.
We need more cryptids. What are the cryptids we got?
Any.
Is that it?
Are we out? Herobrine.
Herobrine.
You're making that up.
Can we talk about Herobrine?
What's Herobrine?
Oh, do you not know about Herobrine?
Minecraft reference.
What's Herobrine? Is that Conan O'Brien?
Herobrine.
Do you know Steve from Minecraft?
No. All right. Any more cryptids, folks?
Me.
Actually scary. I'm actually figment of everyone's imagination.
You're not even here now.
Nope.
Are you here?
But I've possessed all of you.
I can't believe you're even here. Are you even here?
No.
All right. Any other cryptids?
Nothing I can think of.
I have to cut this all out. The Harry Styles part. We'll cut that out. We'll put that in as a bonus episode.
The bonus.
And the people, memory people.
Memory people.
Scary.
That sounded seductive, not scary.
Penelope.
People are terrifying.
Real.
That is scary. We should do a show, TV
Bree
show.
Had someone we'll talk about series. The poison to her.
Listen, if you invite me on, I will tell stories for hours.
No, we'll take your stories and we'll use them on the show. We'll do a fiction movie, TV show. We'll do a web series based in this place.
But
we'll
not have, like Homestuck.
A TV show or a web series.
Yes, no, exactly. Like, and we'll use all these stories as the plot. It'll be like House, but not.
Oh, like a nursing home.
Yes, House in a nursing home. You could have a scary show set in a nursing home and sprinkle in all that's these like I creepy think. Stories. Yep. Creepy stories.
And it's just actual footage of your day-to-day goings. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to make a list of all the cryptids that we talked about, and I'm going to put links in the show notes. So if you're listening to this show, check that out. And also, are we going to have any merch for this episode?
Yep, and I want Wendigoon on the show. And
I want a shirt the big pants and the little pants.
I like the pants people. Yeah. That's cool.
The pants people. Oh, look at the big old, there's a carrier.
It's an airplane.
Carrier. I have too much tism for this.
What are we pointing at?
It's gone now. It was a cargo plane.
It was the Fresno Nightcrawler that they saw.
He just flies now.
It's you know who coming to Boston. Yeah.
Is it the KC-135 that goes around in circles and lands? What about Dakota Johnson? Does she respond on TikTok?
Can we get her on the show?
Dakota Johnson, if you can hear this.
Dakota.
We don't need to have her on the show. I'll just do my impression of her. Go ahead. Ask me questions. Go ahead. Ask me a question. Go, go, go.
Who are you?
I'm Dakota Johnson.
Was that like the final breath, or it was like
crazy style?
Yeah, I was in Madame Web.
Oh God, I hate that movie. Don't get me started. I hate that movie.
Yeah, my dad is famous.
Dead. Oh,
and my mom is famous. Yep.
Oh, what's it like to be a nepo baby?
Yeah, I'm a freak. Nepo baby. Yep.
We should start shunning them. Yeah. We should start shunning all the nepo babies and make them feel bad, right?
Some of them are fine.
Like Lily Rose Depp, she was great.
Yeah.
She's not great.
Oh, did you not see Nosferatu?
We've all seen.
I don't like her.
Oh, my bad.
He thinks she's ugly.
He also doesn't like Helena Bonham Carter, so I don't subscribe to any of
them. I'm Dakota Johnson, and I don't like Helena Bonham Carter.
Who is that? Mrs. Lovitz from
and also
she's in Bellatrix. Every movie. Bellatrix Lestrange.
I haven't seen all the Harry Potter movies.
You haven't seen all the Harry Potter movies?
Another Red Queen.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Anyways. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on our episode about cryptids. That was very exciting. My favorite cryptid of all the ones we talked about was the pants.
Yes, yeah, I told you they're my favorite.
You've turned me around.
Thank you for putting up with us.
Yes. And thank you for joining us for our list of random cryptid names, which was good. I like that. I think we hit most of them.
Yeah.
I can't think of any off the top of my head we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
So if you miss Zoe and you want her to come back to the show, she'll be back next week.
And if you're a cryptid and we didn't talk about you, send complaints to Greg's email.
Yes, yes. That's Greg at villageidiots.org.memorycare.gov. .pitbull.com.
And if you're the Fresno Nightcrawler, we'd love to have you on.
Yep, and we have a PO box to send your rusty spoons.
Yes, please don't send any rusty spoons. That would be bad. But if you do want merch, where do they go?
Redbubble. Village Idiots.
I make funny things sometimes. Awesome. Right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us.
Bye,
guys. And we'll talk soon.
Or we won't.
Nerds.
What is going on? It's just clapping. Sure. That's the intro.
The live studio audience. I heard someone. Boom, boom.